Good to see all of you all today.
خیلی خوبه که همه شما رو امروز ببینم.
My thanks to Kaveh, Mark and Hoda.
تشکر می‌کنم از Kaveh, Mark و Hoda
for your invitation.
برای دعوتتون.
And this opportunity to share the Lord's word with you.
من این فرصت که بتونم پیام خداوند رو با شما به اشتراک بذارم.
It's the first time for me.
دفعه اولی واسه من.
Because I'm having an interpreter by my side. Who calls himself a child of God. So it's a new experience for me, and I'm learning as always. We all learn constantly, don't we? Let us pray as we start. Most gracious and loving Father, as we explore your word this evening, may these words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter
14.
Which is the first slide. You've got a slide with you on your back.
Slide up at last by the screen.
That's it. Now, Kaveh told me the theme for today is about Pharaoh's army perishes.
Kaveh man گفتش که مسئله امروز درباره نابود شدن ارتش مصر هستش.
Which is what I'm going to talk about.
که دقیقا همون چیزی که میخوام درباره صحبت کنم.
But with a little twist. Have you been in a situation where there is an easier option?
تا حالا در شرایطی قرار گرفتیم که یک گزینه راحت تر هم هست.
It is easier.
آسان تره.
It is just within your grasp to get.
خیلی بهتون نزدیک یعنی میتونیم بهش دسترسی داشته باشیم.
But the Lord, very surprisingly.
ولی خداوند خیلی به صورت عجیب غریب و شگفت‌انگیز
takes you into a completely different direction.
شما رو به یک مسیر کاملا متفاوت می‌برد.
Any of you have experienced that?
آیا کسی از شما تجربه کرده اینو؟
Yeah, look one of them. That's the first thing I noticed as I read the Bible about this group of people who are free from Egypt.
این اولین چیزی که من متوجه میشم این کتاب مقدس رو میخونم در مورد یک گروهی از مردم که آزاد شدن از مصر.
And as they begin their journey in freedom towards the promised land.
و از اون این شروع اون مسیرشون هست به آزادی به رسیدن به سرزمین وعده.
Not once, but twice.
نه تنها یک بار بلکه دو بار.
The next slide is in Exodus chapter 13. Verses 17.
اسلاید بعدی خروج باب 13 آیه 17.
God did not lead them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land.
خدا آنها را از راه اصلی که از سرزمین مصر فلسطین می‌گذشت هدایت نکرد. حتی با اینکه این مسیر کوتاه‌ترین مسیر برای رسیدن به سرزمین
instead of taking the easier eastern route, the quicker way towards the promised land, the Lord chooses a different direction.
به جای اینکه از مسیر شرقی راحت مسیری که به سرزمین موعود میرسه برن از راه سختی برن.
It's south, it's longer, and it's worse.
جنوبیه، بلندتره و بدتره.
The second time is at the start of Exodus chapter 14. The next slide.
و اما دفعه دوم شروع چپتر 14 ام کتاب خروج است.
The Lord gave this instruction to Moses. Order the Israelites to turn back.
میگه که خداوند به موسی این فرمان ها را داد که به بنی اسرائیل بگو که برگرد.
Turning back sounds simple, isn't it?
برگشتن به نظر تو خیلی کار آسون میاد.
But it wasn't.
But it's awesome now.
It was very, very difficult.
خیلی سخت.
In Exodus chapter 12, verse 37.
در خروج باب 12 آیه 37.
We read that there were about 600,000 men.
ما می‌خونیم که تقریباً 600 هزار نفر آدم بودن.
On foot, besides women and children.
روی پا فقط اون تعداد مرد بودن. حالا مثلا بچه‌ام بوده.
When they left Egypt.
وقتی که از مصر خارج می‌شد.
And then there were the animals too.
بعد خب حیوانات هم بودن.
So when you combine them all together.
وقتی همه اینا رو با هم جمع بزنیم.
To turn back such a large group of people.
اگه بخواییم همه این تعداد بزرگ تعداد سیال مردم رو برگردیم.
Would have been a logistical, operational nightmare. Even for Moses.
آیا یک چیز منطقی، یک عملیات منطقی یا یک کابوس حتی برای موسی؟
So when Pharaoh heard reports of the strange happenings, taking the longer route, turning back.
و اون زمانی که موسی فرمان خدا رو میشنوه که عجیب غریب هم که برگرد و مسیر طولانی‌تر رو برو.
That his previous slaves were going all over the place. What do you think he would have thought?
به نظرتون وقتی همین اتفاقا میفته اون به خودش چه فکر میکنه؟
Any ideas?
کسی هست؟ فکر داشته باشه؟
Exactly.
Diagram.
He must have thought. Now remember, Pharaoh is the king of Egypt.
اینو به خاطر داشته باشید که فرعون پادشاه مصر.
At that time, kings rule the army.
در اون زمان پادشاه فرمان میداد به ارتش.
What they say happens.
هر چیزی که اونا بگن اتفاق میفته.
So if this king sees another group of people going around all over the place.
وقتی این پادشاه می‌بینه یک تعداد زیادی از مردم که دارن همه جا می‌رن، همه جا به همه جا می‌رن.
A good king, a military king, a ruler.
یک حاکم، یک پادشاه خوب، یک پادشاه نظامی، روشن نظامی.
Would think that the other ruler or the other king or the other leader.
فکر می‌کنه که اون لیدر رهبر دیگه اون پادشاه مقابل.
Was useless.
به درد نخور بود.
Confused.
گیجه.
Or both. Both together. They're both confused.
Ah, both. Both.
And that was what the Lord predicted. He knew exactly how Pharaoh would think. So that's the next slide. Exodus chapter 14, verse 3. Next one.
I said,
yes, that. The Pharaoh thought the Israelites are confused.
Pharaoh فکر میکرد که بنی اسرائیل گیج شده.
So as we look carefully at these two options,
وقتی که ما به این دو تا آپشن به دقت نگاه میکنیم,
the Lord had two possibilities.
دو تا آپشن داشت. دو تا امکان اتفاق بود.
One,
یک,
was to battle or fight against the Philistine army in the east.
یکیش این بود که با لشکر فلسطینی در شرق جنگ کنه.
Or to battle against the Egyptian army and the place where the Israelites were just free.
یا اینکه با ارتش مصری جنگ بکنه اون جایی که بنی اسرائیل آزاد میشه.
Now, for the Lord, it made no difference. For him.
برای خداوند هیچ فرقی نمی‌کرد.
Whether it was the Egyptian army or whether it was the Philistine army.
برایش فرقی نمی‌کرد که ارتش فلسطینی است یا ارتش مصری.
For the Lord, it made no difference.
برای خداوند هیچ فرقی نمی‌کرد.
But it is very curious, isn't it?
ولی خیلی کنجکاوانه است.
Why did the Lord choose to battle against the Egyptian army instead of the Philistines?
چرا خداوند انتخاب کرد که با ارتش مصری مبارزه بکنه به جای اینکه با ارتش فلسطینی مبارزه بکنه؟
I think there's only one reason.
من فکر می‌کنم تنها یک دلیل است.
The Israelites were afraid of the Egyptians.
به این دلیل که بنی اسرائیل از مصریان می‌ترسید.
So next slide.
This slide بعدی.
That's all in English. Sorry about that. All right, we turn to the next one. The people of Israel looked up and panicked.
وقتی که مردم اسرائیل نگاه کردن و خوف شدن ترسیدن.
They were frightened.
ترسیده بودن.
It is better to be a slave in Egypt.
بهتره که همون برده در مصر باشی.
Than a corpse in the wilderness.
تا اینکه در بیابان بمانی.
After 430 years of captivity in Egypt,
بعد از 430 سال بردگی در مصر,
the people knew all about the Pharaoh. They knew all about the Egyptian army.
همه چیز در باره فرعون و ارتش مصر می‌دونستن.
But they had no experiences with the Philistine army at all.
ولی هیچ تجربه‌ای با ارتش فلسطین نداشتن.
The NIV translation uses the word terrified, which reveals the fear that the people, they are the fear of the people of the Egyptians.
در این ترجمه نمایی که سانسور استفاده میکنه از لغت ترس و وحشت استفاده میکنه. یعنی از مصریان میترسیدن و وحشت داشتن.
After all, they lived under Egyptian rule for 430 years.
بعد از اینکه 430 سال زیر حکومت مصری زندگی کردن.
The strangest part is that even though they feared the Egyptian army, they experienced slavery under them, they preferred to live as a slave.
بعد از اینکه این همه بردگی رو تجربه کرده بودن و زیر حکومت مصری زندگی کرده بودن, هنوز هم ترجیح میدادن که برده باشن.
Even sadder is that the only other option that they could see was death in the wilderness. They could see nothing else.
حتی در اون بیابون، در اون خشکی که هیچ چیزی نبود، این تنها آپشنی که میتونستم رو ببینم همین بود. یه چیز دیگه هم.
Remember, they had just seen the Lord work wonderful things in Egypt as they were freed from Egyptian rule and brought up into freedom.
اینو فراموش نکنید که اونا قبل از این توی مصر کلی از معجزه‌های خداوند، معجزه شگفت‌انگیز خداوند دیده بودن.
They had seen the Lord's hand at work in their lives. They have seen the Lord's hands work in their lives.
دیده بودن که دستان خداوند در زندگیشون کار می‌کنه.
But at this time, they just could not see another way out.
ولی در این زمان حاضر هیچ راه برای فرار نمی‌تونستن پیدا کنن.
Something was missing in them.
یک چیزی گم شده.
And as we read through Exodus 14, we read in amazing detail.
همینطور که ما خروج باب 14 رو می‌خونیم, می‌تونیم در به با جزئیات بخونیم.
How the Lord single-handedly protected His people.
How چطوری خداوند مردمش رو مراقبت کرد.
Defeated and destroyed the Egyptian army.
و ارتش مصری رو شکست داد و نابود کرد.
The best, the strongest, the strategies the Egyptian army empire had was no match for the Lord.
بهترین، نزدیکترین و بزرگترین ارتش امپراتوری مصر هم برای خداوند هیچ کاری نداشت.
We always think that we are better.
ما همیشه فکر می‌کنیم که ما بهتریم.
And that was the view of the Egyptian army and the king of Egypt.
و دید ارتش مصر و فرعون هم همین بود.
But as you read later on in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the next slide.
اما در همونطور که می‌خونیم در نامه پولس در قرنتیان,
Paul writes very clearly, God's weakness, not that God is weak, God's weakness is stronger than the greatest of human strength.
میگه که ضعف خدا و اگر بگیم که خداوند ضعیف است, میگه حتی ضعف خدا هم از قوت‌های انسان ها قوی تر.
Pharaoh thought he was stronger than the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings.
فرعون فکر می‌کرد که از خداوند خداوند پادشاه پادشاهان قوی تر.
But they forgot who they are fighting against.
ولی فراموش کردن که دارن در مقابل چه کسی مبارزه می‌کنن.
So there was a problem with the people.
یک مشکلی با مردم.
And that problem is not revealed until the end of Exodus chapter 14.
و این مشکل تا پایان باب 14 کتاب خروج مشخص نمیشه.
Any idea what the problem was?
کسی می‌دونه که این مشکل چه می‌تونسته باشه؟
Why is it they prefer to die in the desert? Why is it they didn't want to go back? What is the major reason that they?
دلیل این که اونا ترجیح دادن که در بیابان بمیرن و بعد نگردن چی بود؟
Let's look at Exodus chapter 14, verse 31.
بیایید سلاید بروج باب 14 هم نگاه کنید. آیه 31.
They put their faith in the Lord and in his servant Moses.
خداوند و بنده او در موسی ایمان آورد.
They had seen what the Lord had done for them in Egypt.
اونا دیده بودن که خداوند برای اونا در مصر چه کاری انجام داده.
But they had forgotten.
ولی فراموش.
So quickly they had forgotten.
خیلی زود فراموش.
It is only after seeing again what happens to the Egyptian army that they once again put their trust in the Lord.
اما فقط بلافاصله بعد از دیدن دوباره اینکه خداوند اونا چیکار کرده، بلافاصله اون زمان بود که دوباره در خداوند ایمان آوردن.
And surprisingly, in the Lord's servant Moses too.
و به طور شگفت‌انگیزی،
It's amazing, isn't it? Even though the Lord had just miraculously freed them of 430 years of slavery, they still did not trust the Lord.
حتی بعد از اینکه خداوند بعد از 430 سال با کلی معجزه اونها رو آزاد کرد، باز هم اونها اعتماد نداشتن.
And that mistrust of the Lord continued as the people journeyed from Egypt towards the promised land many times.
و این عدم اعتماد ادامه داشت به صورت متعدد تا وقتی که از اونجایی که اونها ترک کردن مصر تا وقتی که به سرزمین عبور رسیدن.
How did the mistrust show itself?
این عدم اعتماد چگونه خوش نشون داد؟
Any ideas?
کسی میدونه؟
What did they do when they were thirsty or hungry?
Where there was no water in the dirt, and Moses used his staff to get the water out of the river.
Yes, but what did the people do?
How much?
Yes, that's true. But what did they do?
In Jerusalem, she called out. They're complaining.
Complaining, that's right. They complained, they grumbled over and over and over again. Every time. Complained. Grumbled. Why? Because they mistrusted God. They didn't trust Him. But the miracle is, even though the people did not trust Him,
معجزه اینه که با اینکه مردم به اون اعتماد نداشتن
They complained
و شکایت کردن
They grumbled
قور میزدن
Not once, many times
نه یک بار بلکه چند بار
The Lord never abandoned them
هیچ وقت خداوند اونها رو رها نکرد
He did not abandon them to the Egyptian army too
و اونها رو حتی به لشکر مصر هم رها نکرد
And what did the Lord do?
چیکار کرد خداوند
He found a way In that impossible circumstance, in a way that only he could, through the waters. We all go through moments in life where we despair. Sometimes we even grumble and complain. Even though we had previously experienced the Lord's guidance and protection and provision, trust suddenly disappears. When trust disappears, doubt comes in.
اون موقع است که شک وارد میشه.
That is the human condition today.
این شرایط انسانی امروزه.
And I don't think anyone is exempt.
من فکر نمی کنم هیچ کسی مشمول این شرایط نیست.
Just me included too.
حتی من.
A few weeks ago,
چند هفته پیش,
a friend was telling me about his and his family experiences as they lived through fear, persecutions, because they were different.
چند هفته پیش یکی از دوستان داشت به من گفت خانوادهش داشتن مورد ظلم و زجر و زجر قرار میگرفتن و در زندگیشون درد داشتن به خاطر اینکه از درگیه مقابلتی متفاوت بودن.
The more I heard his story, the more emotional I became.
همینطور بیشتر که من داستان رو میگفت من بیشتر احساساتی میشدم.
I couldn't understand how people can be so cruel against people.
من نمیتونستم باور کنم که چگونه مردم اینقدر در مقابل درگیری مردم بیرحم میشن.
In comparison, my life was much more peaceful compared to my friend's life.
در مقایسه با زندگی و دوست من زندگی من خیلی آرام‌تر بود.
True, there have been moments where ups and downs, little ups and downs,
but
nothing as challenging as what my friend described in his life.
ولی چیز چالش برانگیزی به اندازه اون چیزی که دوستم من گفت نبود.
But I complain.
ولی من همیشه قول می‌دادم.
I grumble.
شکایت می‌کردم.
Trusting the Lord is easy.
اعتماد کردن به خداوند آسونه.
Especially when everything is going well.
به خصوص زمانی که همه چی داره خوب پیش میره.
Or going smoothly.
همه چی داره آروم و روان پیش میره.
But if it isn't?
ولی اگر اینطوری نیست چی؟
I'm sure that we have all had faced many difficulties and challenges when we turned to Christ.
من مطمئنم که همه ما سختی‌های زیادی رو تجربه کردیم زمانی که به مسیح روی آوردیم.
That eventually compelled you to leave Iran.
که در سرانجام ما رو مجبور کرد که ایران رو ترک کنیم.
To follow the way of Christ is never easy.
برای اینکه مسیر مسیح رو دنبال بکنیم هیچ وقت آسون نیست.
Even in Australia.
حتی در استرالیا.
And for many here, the future still remains uncertain.
برای خیلی اینجا حتی هنوز هم آینده‌شون مشخص نیست.
But even in those difficult circumstances,
ولی حتی توی این شرایط سخت,
when your levels of trust are generally very reducing and going lower and lower,
زمانی که هر روز اون لول اعتماد شما داره کاهش پیدا میکنه,
I urge you to remember who you are in Christ.
من تشویقتون میکنم که فکر کنید که شما در مسیح چه کسی هستید.
Remember Christ is far greater than Moses. Christ is far greater than Moses.
اینو به خاطر داشته باشید که خود که مسیح از موسی خیلی بهتر و بزرگتر است.
John writes in his gospel the next slide.
یوحنا در نامه خودش می‌نویسه.
Where he said, verse 12.
آیه 12.
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
اما به همه کسانی که او را قبول کردند و به او ایمان آوردند امتیاز را داد که فرزندان خود خدا شوند.
So remember who you are.
پس به خاطر داشته باشید که چه کسی هستی.
In Christ.
در مسیح.
You are children of God.
شما فرزندان خدا هستید.
Even as you wait in a difficult circumstance.
حتی اگر در شرایط سخت.
When you feel that there is no place to move.
در زمانی که فکر میکنید جایی برای خیلی وضعیت تنگاتنگ گرد میتونید حرکت بکنید.
Be fully, totally assured that as a child of God,
کاملاً مطمئن باشید از خودتون که فرزند خدا هست.
Our Heavenly Father, the Lord God Almighty,
پدر آسمانی، خداوند قادر,
is with us and He will find a way in the most unexpected way.
او همیشه با ماست و همیشه یک راهی پیدا می‌کنه در غیر قابل انتظار ترین راه ممکن.
Who could have ever imagined the waters opening apart as the Israelites were facing the Egyptian army coming towards them? Who would have ever imagined that? Can you imagine that happening?
چه کسی میتونه تصور کنه که یهو آب دریا آبها باز بشه زمانی که بنی اسرائیل بعد ازش رد شد؟ آیا کسی میتونه اینو تصور بکنه قبل اینکه اتفاق افتاده باشه؟
No, I don't think even Moses expected that.
حتی فکر میکنم موسی اینو انتظار نداشت.
And he was the one who had face-to-face conversations with God.
و این دقیقاً کسی هم که با خداوند در حضور خداوند با او صورت به صورت صحبت کرد.
But that's how the Lord operates.
ولی این طوری که خدا کار میکنه.
When there is no other way,
زمانی که راه دیگری نیست,
God will find a way.
او یک راه پیدا میکنه.
It won't be easy though for those who are waiting and wondering what God is going to do.
ولی برای شما سپر اون کسایی که منتظرن که ببینن خدا میخواد چیکار بکنه آسون نیست.
It never is.
It hardly is also.
Isaiah prophesied in his book Isaiah 43, next slide.
در اشعیای 43.
When you walk through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
وقتی تو از آب‌های عمیق می‌گذری، من با تو خواهم بود. مشکلات بر تو چیره نخواهند شد. وقتی از میان آتش رد شوی، نمی‌سوزی. سختی‌ها به تو صدمه‌ای نخواهند زد. چون من خداوند، خدای تو، قدوس اسرائیل هستم که تو را نجات می‌دهم.
Read the verse very carefully. You got to pass through the waters.
کلام خداوند را دقت بخونید. باید از آب‌ها رد بشی.
You got to walk through the fire.
از میان آتش بگذرید.
God doesn't take you a different way out of the waters, out of the fire.
خداوند شما را از راه دیگه‌ای نمی‌برد که دور از آب و دور از آتش.
You go through it.
شما از آتش رد می‌شید.
With the Lord by your side.
با خداوند در کنار شما.
Exodus 14 is an amazing reminder to all of us.
خروج باب 14 هم یک یادآورنده خوبی است.
Who are children of God. That in whatever circumstances we are in or we face,
که ما فرزندان خدا هستیم و هر شرایطی که باهاش مواجه بشیم,
either as an individual,
چه از لحاظ انفرادی,
as a family,
چه از لحاظ خانوادگی,
as a community like you gather here today,
یا به عنوان یک اجتماع و یک کنگره مثل امروز,
we must trust the Lord
because باید خداوند اعتماد کنیم چون
He will never fail.
او هیچ وقت شکست نمی‌خورد.
The Lord will find a way,
and
He will lead us through. Moses described it this way. We read the last slide. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Any human being in the normal response will not be still. We want to do something.
در حالت طبیعی ما نمیخوایم آرام باشیم. ما میخوایم یه حرکتی بکنیم.
For the Lord says, be still.
ولی خداوند میگه که آرام باشید.
And watch Him find a way.
و نگاه کنید او رو در راهی که یک راه پیدا کنید.
That you never expect.
که هیچ چیز انتظارش نداشتید.
So children of God.
بنابراین این فرزندان خدا.
Emmanuel Christian Church, Emmanuel Christian, you're in the church. Do you trust in God our Father?
در خداوند و پدر اعتماد دارید؟
Great. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this amazing, wonderful story that you have revealed to us. How you lead your people, no matter what the circumstances. How you take us through in ways that we can never imagine. Because you are our Father, and we are your children. Continue to grow in us, Lord, the willingness to trust you no matter what happens. And when you do fail, forgive us. We pray this all in Jesus' name.